Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Multiple law enforcement officers were shot in southeastern Kentucky on Thursday, and a suspect is in custody. ATF Louisville said agencies were responding to a shooting scene and armed person barricading themselves inside a home. This took place in the small town of Allen City in Floyd County, Kentucky. A press conference is scheduled for Friday. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday laid out a future for Hong Kong. Quote, now Hong Kong is at a new stage of moving from chaos to governance, and then from governance to greater prosperity, end quote. She said that at a swearing-in ceremony of Hong Kong's new chief executive, John Lee. Lee, a Beijing loyalist, was the only candidate for the position in an election held in May. Welcome to the first day of July as we head into the holiday weekend. Fireworks, barbecues, and celebrating 245 years of the grand experiment. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
More illegal immigrants have lost their lives Thursday in Texas.
Four people were killed and three others are in critical condition after a driver suspected of human smuggling crashed into a truck, according to the Texas Department of Safety.
The suspect vehicle that was being pursued by Border Patrol exited the interstate at a high rate of speed, lost control, and crashed into a stationary vehicle.
The fatal crash is the second deadly human smuggling event this week in Texas after San Antonio police officers and Homeland Security authorities discovered 64 migrants suspected of entering the United States illegally in the back of a tractor trailer on Monday. Security footage just released shows the driver of that tractor trailer passing through border security smiling. Four people are now being charged for the smuggling incident, including that same driver. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court Thursday, officially taking her place in history as the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court. In a statement distributed by the court, 51-year-old Jackson thanked Justice Breyer, calling him a personal friend and mentor for 20 years. She said she is well-positioned to serve the American people. It is true, Justice Breyer owns the ice cream company bearing his family name. Liz Cheney, speaking at the Reagan Library this week in Simi Valley, California, continues her crusade of canceling President Trump.
I'm a conservative Republican, but I also know that at this moment, we are confronting a domestic threat that we have never faced before. And that is a former president who is attempting to unravel the foundations of our constitutional republic. The reality that we face today as Republicans, as we think about the choice in front of us, we have to choose, because Republicans cannot both be loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution.
The Wyoming representative since 2017 is a part of the made-for-TV show called January 6. Cheney is being called out for her vendetta. Craig Shirley is the President Reagan biographer. He was on Fox News overnight calling out Cheney for being ignorant of history.
We faced a civil war, or the very foundings, the American Revolution, all these things. She doesn't know her history.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Horace Cooper. Yes, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Horace, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Looking forward to the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I love this time of year because it's a time for us to remember truly what has made America great. And, Horace, I think you and I have talked about this before, and I always encourage our listeners to pull out the Constitution. While you're in those backyard barbecues, bless your people that are there with you, your family members, and read. Take a few minutes. It doesn't take long. And read the Constitution of the United States, along with the Declaration of Independence, and tell me that that doesn't swell up your love for the American way of life and the great American idea.
I think that's an excellent advice. I think that's a wonderful activity for people to engage in. And frankly, I really wish more progressives would consider it. What I have been witnessing has been a long time erosion in support among the left for the greatest political document in a couple hundred years. In fact, what we've been seeing is I don't like this. Shortly after the Dobbs ruling came down and even the New York gun ruling came down, there was this, it's going to be hard for us to make influence this process. Maybe we should get rid of, they say, two senators from every state. Those red states, they don't deserve as many states. Senators, exactly as our founders had contemplated. They'd like to either jam the Supreme Court with a bunch of new progressives, but there have even been people saying we should just get rid of the court altogether. The Electoral College they want to get rid of. I mean, when you look at the kinds of things, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, they don't like our Constitution. They constantly are deriding it, and perhaps this weekend, perhaps on the 4th, it might be a great opportunity to seriously think about what the world would be like if it had not been impacted by this Constitution and the amazing American government and its people that have flowed from it.
Exactly. Well, Dinesh D'Souza, if you recall, did a documentary a couple of years ago answering that proposition. What would not only America, but what would the world look like without America, Horace?
Oh, absolutely. I just wish more progressives understood this. We are the most generous people on the planet. People talk about, we want the government, the federal government, to give more. Who cares about that? What really has been impactful is what the American people voluntarily do. Whether it's a disaster, whether that's in support of promotion of faith, whether it's fixing or addressing hunger, whatever the problems that exist on the planet, our charitable donations, what Americans give, dwarf every other country. In fact, if you put the official donations of the British government, the official donations of the Japanese government, the official donations of the Chinese government, our voluntary donations easily outstrip that. And yet, what I hear from progressives is that it's America that's a problem. When they look and see that there are no places on earth other than North Korea, China, and some of the worst human rights violation countries that had aggressive abortion policies like America's used to be, they don't say, oh, let's be more like Europe. They now want Europe to be more like these reprobate states.
Yeah, it's incredible how their reasoning, the crossroads that they brought us to. But the good news is, Horace, we have a constitution. We have tradition. We have empirical evidence that, you know, that people should not be embarrassed about or reluctant to share, because the truth is the truth. The reason that you've had the rise of these socialists is that good people have decided to, well, I don't want to get in an argument. I don't want to get into the fray of it. I understand it, but freedom is not free. I mean, you have to be prepared to defend it, do you not?
You absolutely do. Now, I'm going to tell you one of the challenges, though, that Americans of goodwill find is instead of the work of debate and persuasion has been the risk of losing your job, losing your relationships, being canceled, something that our founders never really saw, predicted, or appreciated. When de Tocqueville came to America to talk about it, to research and write about it, he discovered that self-government was really at the essence of who we are as a people. Mm-hmm. I wrote a piece called The Ruling at Last about the Dobbs decision, and in mm-hmm. which I explain that it took patience, it took effort, it took the work of men and women and even children baking cookies, doing the kinds of things necessary to create the ultimate outcome in which the Supreme Court finally sent this back. They had to work within the system. They had to vote in certain ways, in a collective fashion, in order to achieve executives that would appoint. They had to identify and find strict constructionists and hope that those people could get onto the court. This was a decades-long process, but the American people were willing to do this today. What the left has done is they've made it much harder. It's not about patience. It's about, are you going to have your house foreclosed on? When banks and loan officers are looking at your social media rather than your merits, it puts people in a different position. And all of that, I would argue, is precisely because the left doesn't really want a debate. They don't really want a discussion. They don't really want to persuade. They want to make sure that they leverage the outcome.
Exactly. And when we say the left, I mean, you got to call it out for what it is. It's mostly Democrats, and you can say progressives, but, you know, this really is associated with the Democratic Party. And, you know, and if the Democratic Party is going to go forth, they need to take responsibility and do something about this. I mean, because already, Horace, this past week, it was revealed that you've got over 1 million Democrats that said, I'm out of here. I am re-registering, I'm re-affiliating, or I'm, you know, going to affiliate now with the Republicans or independents as opposed to the Democratic Party. Over 1 million people. And this is just the beginning, Horace Cooper.
Oh, it is the beginning. There is a day of reckoning coming, and it is going to be worse because there has been no real practice, no real experience. You know, the left decries the progressives, the Democrats, the New York Times. They're all in the same wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. They decry the pervasiveness of conservatives and good faith Christians like yourselves on talk radio. Do you know what? You know this. Maybe your listeners don't. This is hard work.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Actually have to keep up with what's going on.
Got to go to break. More from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. With only 2% of the population in India professing to be Christian, the Tide Ministry utilizes several techniques to reach the lost. One of these is a highly successful Bible Club satellite TV program spoken in Hindi to reach the children of India. This unique method has become an effective way of communicating the gospel with children. The feedback that we receive from the field indicates a broad reach of this satellite ministry and what a blessing it is for the children, especially those living in northern Indian villages. Even some adults are learning about the gospel through this program. We're grateful that satellite TV can reach even the most remote villages, but even more importantly, carries the light of Christ into spiritually hungry hearts. To learn how you can pray for and encourage children throughout India as they hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Horace Cooper is still with us, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. We were just talking about, you know, what Ronald Reagan said is so true, is that, you know, you get these ideologues that are, you know, they're in their own, you know, political silos and echo chambers, that they believe things that just cannot hold up muster when they go out and talk to everyday people who are not so indoctrinated and ideologically fixed, it doesn't hold water, and they sound so ignorant, Horace. I mean, when you hear spokespeople for the Biden administration and, you know, AOC, when it's like, oh my goodness, you know, I get, this person is a congresswoman in our government? I mean, heaven help us.
All of the places like Venezuela that jam-packed their Supreme Court, that suspended elections, places like Cuba, places like the former Soviet Union, places like North Korea, they don't actually persuade anybody, unless what you're saying is when they pull a rifle out and point it at you and tell you to do something, you comply, that means you're persuaded. These operational ideas of persuasion go hand in hand with self-government, and it's work. It requires a real conversation. AOC and the squad hate America, and many of the things they hate most about America is that when they have these ideas that have never worked anywhere they have been tried, people don't voluntarily go forward with them. And they call those people bigots. They say that those people are haters. They say those people are cruel, when in fact, all that's happening is people are using common sense. They're using good judgment, and they're using their life experience to realize this doesn't work.
Exactly.
All of America is about to enter into an even harsher economic environment. It's been bad. It's been stagnant. It's going to get worse, and it's all because this country pursued, over the objections of the American people, the kinds of policies that are designed by their nature to elicit the serious economic shrinkage that we're about to experience. It's not hate. It's not bigotry. Mm-hmm. It's just common sense.
Yeah, and the thing that amazes me, Horace, is that you'll hear AOC and the squad, the members of the squad, Joe Biden including as well, and Kamala Harris, and they talk about that, you know, what's hanging in the balance is democracy. I mean, their policies, you know, their ideology is destroying democracy, but yet they're claiming as if they're the, you know, they're the protectors of said democracy.
The Supreme Court threatens our democracy. The Second Amendment threatens our democracy. People going in and casting a vote for someone like Donald Trump threatens our democracy. The ability, our inability to persuade people to adopt your radical social engineering policies like defunding the police, it all threatens our democracy. It's ironic to me that the actual living, breathing choices that Americans make are the threat to the democracy. I would argue it is this constant claim that if you don't do it our way, you are threatening our very republic. That's dangerous, and that's not in keeping with what our founders intended.
And what's dangerous right now, Horace, is this big lie that has been brought to us by the mainstream media, these people that we've been talking about, the Biden administration. Constitutionally speaking, what exactly did the SCOTUS decision on Roe actually do, and what did it not do that is being purported by those on the left?
So, the left claims that because the Supreme Court ruled there was never any right to abortion, that the federal government or the Constitution or judges could control and manipulate. Since that's gone, everything else anybody ever has ever gotten, it must be in jeopardy too. Now, they're mentioning gay marriage, and they're mentioning contraception use. Let me give you an example. The New York Times v. Sullivan case. It was a judge-made rule that said if you are popular and well-known and someone slanders you, maligns you, either in print, in writing, or in public, that you have to show it wasn't an accident. You have to show they planned to do it. This is judge-made law. None of the other jurisdictions on the planet that have slander and libel laws have this kind of carve-out. I mention it to say this. If you want to say that because a precedent like Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey Mm-hmm. If that's your logic, you could argue any precedent. There isn't something in the Dobbs case that will lead you to say, as a judge, these other precedents that the left is outraged about are going to be jeopardized. We, however, should all want the court always to make sure it's following the Constitution, not mere precedent, but actually following the Constitution, whether it's New York Times v. Sullivan or whether it's Griswold v. Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. And when we follow the Constitution, we're more of a democracy, are we not?
Absolutely. That's how self-government works.
Right.
Every time, by the way, there were about a dozen of these statewide elections over same-sex marriage where you have to persuade your neighbor, almost every time same-sex marriage was determined not to be appropriate for these communities, and that includes in the state of California. If
exactly.
you can't convince the bluest of blue states of your idea might not have merit. And so what did the left do? Let's dispense with it. All I would say is, in an environment of self-government, I trust the American people to make the right decision. There was nothing in Dobbs about gay marriage. There's nothing about the principle of gay marriage that occurs. They merely make the erroneous assumption that because a precedent in Roe and Casey weren't followed, any other precedents are jeopardized. Well, guess what? I, Horace Cooper, constitutional scholar, I have about 15 precedents that I would like for us to review if that's the standard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Well, and particularly in California, when you talk about marriage, you had 8 million voters in California vote to uphold the definition of marriage. It took one judge, one activist judge in San Francisco, who was gay himself, to reverse and negate 8 million votes. To me, that is undemocratic.
Well, it is undemocratic, but let's remember, too, it also means they didn't persuade.
Yes, exactly.
That's
to your point.
That's the point of self-government. If everybody believes this, if everybody knows we should do this, oh, well, then it shouldn't have been difficult. You should be able to hold an election, and you should win by 60 or 70%. It's precisely because everybody hasn't been persuaded. Everybody hasn't been. And self-government requires persuasion. It's the consent of the governed. It's not, I'm going to put the rifle to your head. It's the voluntary acceptance of political outcomes because we had the right to have participation in that setting of that policy.
Well, and this is what is absolutely divisive and what keeps us apart right now. We got about a minute left, Horace. I'm going to let you sum it up. Go ahead.
We absolutely, in the wake of the rulings in this Supreme Court, we absolutely have to say to ourselves, thank you, founders, for giving us a country and a republic. Benjamin Franklin says it's a republic if you can keep it. It's our job to be vigilant, and it's my hope that the progressives, the left, the New York Times, will accept that and join us.
Exactly. He is the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Horace Cooper. Thank you, Horace. Godspeed. Happy 4th of July.
You too.
This report is sponsored by the National Safety Council. It's the summer season, which is a time of increased injuries and fatalities. That's why every June, we observe National Safety Month, to remind everyone of the importance of keeping each other safe, both on and off the clock. Did you know more than 4,100 preventable workplace deaths and 4 million injuries occurred in 2020 alone? It's time to stand up for safety. Be part of the solution. Learn how you can become a safety hero at work and in your community today. Free National Safety Month tools and resources are available at nsc.org/NSM.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Martin, President and CEO of the National Safety Council. While safety should be top of mind all year, we urge everyone to focus even more acutely on safety this month. Whether it's at work, on the road, at home, or anywhere in between, it's more important than ever we work together to take safety personally and speak up to keep each other safe.
To learn more, visit nsc.org/nsm.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Multiple law enforcement officers were shot in southeastern Kentucky on Thursday, and a suspect is in custody. ATF Louisville said agencies were responding to a shooting scene and armed person barricading themselves inside a home. This took place in the small town of Allen City in Floyd County, Kentucky. A press conference is scheduled for Friday. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday laid out a future for Hong Kong. Quote, now Hong Kong is at a new stage of moving from chaos to governance, and then from governance to greater prosperity, end quote. Xi said that at a swearing-in ceremony of Hong Kong's new chief executive, John Lee. Lee, a Beijing loyalist, was the only candidate for the position in an election held in May. Welcome to the first day of July as we head into the holiday weekend. Fireworks, barbecues, and celebrating 245 years of the Grand Experiment. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Happy 4th of July weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. For those of you who are joining us this holiday weekend, we say happy 4th to you. May it be a safe and sane one, and may you be richly blessed as many over the weekend hear this broadcast delayed. And so sometimes you may hear a reference to us being live. Well, we're live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. So just be warned that if you're hearing us over the weekend, it is a delayed broadcast. But we're happy that you can join us. And remember, you can join us live, as I say, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Well, Douglas McKinnon is going to be joining us in just a moment. Douglas is a former White House and Pentagon official, a best-selling author, and it's said by the former senior CIA officer that his long debt with a deep state, he has, I should say, he has long dealt with deep state issues. Okay, there it is. And it's good to have him back to talk about his book, Liberty Lessons, From Those Who Risk All to Sign the Declaration of Independence, the title of the book, The 56, Before They and the 4th of July Are Banned. I mean, think about that. The subtitle, Before They and the 4th of July Are Banned. I mean, there's no doubt that there are antithetical forces coming after everything that represents the 4th of July, wanting to change, you know, the 4th of July holiday. You know, let's ignore 246 years of tradition and glory. And even as there was then, there are now, and it just seems like there is a growing number. But I do want to remind you, there are still more of us than them. And I say, when I say that, I say more of us that believe in all that the 4th of July represents. We still put our hands over our hearts. We sing the Star Spangled Banner. We pledge, you know, our allegiance to the United States of America in spite of those that would want us to do otherwise and are doing everything that they can to tell us that America is evil. And I guess that's maybe the question that we should start out with is, who told you that America is bad and evil? I mean, think about that question. And then consider your answer. Did you come to that conclusion because you did your due diligence and you are convinced when you take the totality of this incredible history of this country, the great American idea that we are an evil entity? Then, hey, look it. God bless you. You know, and God bless you either way. But at least you did your due diligence. You didn't take it from some bumper sticker. You didn't take it from some ideologue just shouted down from the rafters that you must hate this country. Doug McKenna joins us now. Hey, Doug, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me back on. It's an honor.
Well, the honor is ours. I mean, for all the great work that you've done here, because the fact of the matter is too many people, especially young people, have been told that they should hate America. You know, that's my question. You know, who told you that you should hate this country and why?
Yeah, it's really strange. One of these things, too, where, as you and I know, they don't teach real American history in school anymore. And with regard to this book, The 56, as of last July 3rd, Bill, I really had no intention of doing it. I didn't even think about it. But July 4th of just last year, I was taking a little bit of a tour through some of the more liberal media outlets out there. And on those shows, Bill, there were guest after guest calling not only for the cancellation of the 4th of July, but the founding fathers and the American flag. And so at that, I just picked up the phone on that last 4th of July, called my publisher, and I started writing this book because it really was a five-alarm wake-up call that we have to realize that the woke cancel culture out there is going after these institutions.
Exactly. It is after the character of one Paul Revere, to say the least, because you are sounding the alarm. Most people think, oh, well, you know, they're just knuckleheads. It's really not that important. But, you know, this is what got us to this point, is good people ignored the obvious. In much the same way, I would say, in a modern comparison, the way our government has handled Russia and Ukraine. We knew the Russians were mounting up a siege along the border of Ukraine for over a year. What, do you think they were just coming to, you know, cook up a bunch of s'mores and share them with the Ukrainians? I mean, and leading to that, you get Putin, who made the announcement of what his intent was going to be, and our government, the people who are supposed to be most concerned about our national security, just were MIA and thought maybe if they ignored it, it would just go away. And I guess maybe that's the condition of, you know, of Americans in part, is that we think the same way, that this craziness will just go away. Well, it's not. Because what they're following suit and what's pushing the impetus behind all of this are the socialist pinnings and the Marxist pinnings and ideas and principles of Karl Marx. And that is that he who controls history controls the present and the future. And they are rewriting our history because they just cannot handle. It just causes their mind to explode that a country like America would be blessed, so blessed by God, and do the many great things that it has done. Now, I punctuate the many great things, because every time, you know, we talk about the many great things, everybody, well, you know, we're not perfect. Oh, of course we're not perfect. We're humanoids. Okay, we've made mistakes, but we've learned from those mistakes. I mean, what other country has done the many great things in terms of, you know, liberating Europe, you know, and liberating the free world, but for the United States, kind of like what we were talking with Horace Cooper just a moment ago. But for the United States, where would the world be today, Doug?
Well, and that's exactly right. And again, these founding fathers and these 56 men, no one was perfect. And what I talk about in the book is, look, if our history is bad, let us learn from it. If it, let us praise it and build upon it. But let us never, ever cancel our shared American history. And what you're seeing now, Bill, as you know, is people on the far left tearing down statues, sandblasting names off of school buildings. And again, these are the actions of authoritarian regimes. As Thomas Jefferson said, fear the people. Again, these 56 men, when they signed that Declaration of Independence, they understood they were signing their own death warrants. And guess what? For a number of them, they were imprisoned. Their homes were burned to the ground. Their livestock were slaughtered. Their wives were arrested. Their wives were sexually abused, and their sons were executed. And these are the men that these far-left activists want to cancel? I mean, it's one of these things where we have to wake up and realize that our history is being eradicated before our eyes, as well as our country, and we have an obligation to speak up and defend it.
Doug, I'm so glad that you have enunciated the pain and suffering that these 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, what they endured on our behalf for the sake of freedom. And people look at this so casually. I mean, you know, the woke society of today that would, you know, end up, in a fetal position, sucking their thumb and crying because they stubbed their toe, much less doing something as, you know, as significant as being part of the development of a free country.
That's right. And one of the things I sort of point out in the book, too, Bill, is as bad as the tyranny of 1776 was, in many ways, the tyranny of today is even worse, because what I talk about, too, is over the last 50 or 60 years, the far left has gotten a majority hold of what I call the five major megaphones of our nation, right? Mm-hmm. Those being right. The media, entertainment, academia, and of late, as we've seen, science and medicine. And as you know so well, Bill, that because they control those megaphones, they can get so much done by omission.
Right.
Talk about it. If they don't report it, if they don't tell the truth, if they don't tell the glorious history of these 56 men, then more and more American people are not going to know what's going on. But to your point at the beginning of this segment, guess what? Well, over 80% of the American people think exactly the same way that you and I do. And they believe in the rule of law. They believe in this republic. They believe in these founding fathers. But so many people now have been silenced into fear by the woke cancel culture. And guess that's a minute. These are just Twitter trolls that are wearing feety pajamas from their mommy's bed. That are putting out tweets, and again, they unfortunately have controlled so much of the politicians and the CEOs, but we have to take that control back.
Well, we have to, and I believe there's a glimmering light here, Doug. I'm starting to see, the culture, that 80%, really, and that 80% is growing because even the people, the remaining 20%, by experience, are realizing that, there's no beef. There's no meat here. This is all pomp without really any kind of true circumstance or any true benefit for themselves or the American people. And slowly but surely they're finding out. But regardless, the majority, the silent majority, can no longer remain silent. It must speak out in the name of freedom. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Doug McKinnon and his new book, The 56, right after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
That is our hope, isn't it? That God never changes, still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Doug McKenna's new book, The 56, Before They and the 4th of July Are Banned. As he mentioned, last year, July the 3rd, didn't even think about writing this book until he observed what was going on with our country, how, the cancel culture was even canceling our 245th birthday, ladies and gentlemen. I kind of chuckle in irony of it because it is disdainful to think that somehow in their modernistic viewpoint, they have the right to cancel 245 brilliant years and the sacrifices that our founding fathers, not only our founding fathers, but, we're talking over a million people who've died and defended our country over the years in two world wars and conflicts, that we have engaged in. And they've sacrificed their very lives, their treasures, their reputations, and all is on the line. And for those of us who have served this country, our oath of office never expires. It is still the same. To defend this country against enemies foreign and domestic, that continues, and that is a promise that that everybody who has ever put on a military uniform takes and carries with pride. Doug, there are some obvious people that we know about in the history of 56 signers. We maybe know their name, a little bit about their background and that sort of thing. But what you mentioned earlier, and I think it might have been a bit of a shock to some people to realize that the cancel culture was alive and well even then, to the degree that they were, depriving people of their jobs, their homes. They attacked them. They attacked their families. Rape, sexual abuse was involved. I mean, it was incredible. But here you've got these 56 courageous men who so believed in liberty and this great American idea, and if it could only be. And this belief was something that was an outgrowth. We got to go back. And what did this germinate from? It germinated from the pilgrims who 12 years before they came to America were in ardent prayer to God to say, God, please give us a country. Give us a place where we can worship you without having any interference from a government to have oppressive powers over us. Could that be possible, God, for 12 years? And God answered that prayer. And these 56 signers and our founding fathers picked up the mantle from the pilgrims to go forth and forward this great American idea, right?
Well, they did. And that's what, people also forget, that back then, Bill, 1776 and before, the vast majority of the wealthy of the colony were loyalists to the crown, right? Why? Mm-hmm. Because they didn't want to rock the boat. They wanted the money coming in. They wanted to have a comfortable. They wanted to make sure that taken care of. And a number of the founding fathers, a number of the 56, all also came from the more wealthy side of the equation. But guess what? They decided to put their liberty and their freedom and the freedom of the colonists ahead of anything else. And because of that, their lives at risk. And again, what most people don't realize is only one person really signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, and that was John Hancock. The majority of these founders signed it on August 2, 1776. But then it took until about November of that year for no signatures. Why? Because, again, these men were getting their affairs in order because they were certain at some point they were going to be executed if lost the revolution. And, you know, to realize that, to realize that courage, and to realize going against the grain of everybody then, and that's what these men made the republic, the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about some of the lesser known men. You know, John Hancock, of course, famous for, you know, made sure his signature was nice and large because he wanted to make sure the king didn't have to use his spectacles to see his name. And as you said, doing this was a self-imposed, was a death sentence. This was an act of treason.
Well, it really was. And again, so talking about some of the lesser known. So they signed the Declaration in 1776. But then if you look at come 1780, Bill, when you had the Battle of Charleston in South Carolina, three of the men who signed the Declaration of Independence, Edward Rutledge, Thomas Hayward Jr., and Arthur Middleton, were all in battle against the crown. And all three of them were captured, one of them wounded severely. And the Redcoats, the British, knew from the Loyalists and other people that were betraying these 56 men that these three prisoners they now had, these three of the 56 signers, had in fact signed the Declaration of Independence. So they sent them to a prisoner of war camp in Florida and held them there for over a year and beat these men, tortured them, treated them miserably, only because they dared to sign the Declaration of Independence. And these men should never be canceled. Their history should never be canceled. Their heroism should never be canceled.
And again, you look at this modern era and how many of these young people would have endured that for the sake of freedom. We do have young people, by the way, as political prisoners, the January 6th prisoners that are being abused right now, held in solitary confinement. We interviewed Jake Lang earlier this week. He's been there for, you know, well over a year. His trial is not going to come up until January of next year, Doug. And so for some of them, they are, in the spirit of the 56, in the spirit of those who have been captured for the sake of liberty. Wow. I mean, this is amazing how history in its own manner has a way of repeating itself, doesn't it, in some form or fashion?
Well, it does. And one of the things I talk about in the book, and you and I have talked about before, Bill, is I believe one of the greatest speeches ever given was Teddy Roosevelt's 1910 Manina speech.
Yes,
where Roosevelt
right.
said the credit really belongs to the person in the arena fighting the good fight, getting bloodied, getting knocked down, but getting up time and again for his or her rights, and people sitting in the peanut gallery sizing that person on the floor of the arena. And for far too long, Americans who do believe in this country, who do believe in the rule of law, who do believe in these 56, have been sitting in the peanut gallery in silence. We again, what these 56 also said, Bill, was unless and until they imprison us and unless and until they take our lives, they cannot take our voices. They cannot silence us. And as Americans, we have to speak up for our own freedom. This is nobody riding over the horizon to save us. It's up to us to save ourselves.
As declared in our Declaration of Independence, we the people, right? I mean, this is the force and authority on which this country stands. It doesn't stand on this alleged self-assigned power of the elite, Doug, but the American people have fallen victim. We've become apathetic. We've trusted people. They thought that they were going to do our rightful bidding, and what they've done is they've taken care of themselves. They've really not come to serve the American people the way the 56 which is the foundation. And when you think about the 56 and the foundation principles and this seed of liberty and courage that they have exampled for the rest of us, I'll tell you, if that doesn't make you proud to be an American, I don't know what will, Doug.
Well, it is. And again, it's one of the It was not only was it made so many Americans to be proud to be an American, but as you know, Bill, tens of millions of people around the world, the States of America, created by these six men, became the shining for all those people that were living in totalitarian regimes who wanted to desperately come to the United States, the nation created by these founding fathers. And we cannot let the values and the genius of our founding fathers slip into the clutches of totalitarian regime. Hey, and as you said, some of it, unfortunately, domestically.
Exactly. Doug, give us some more names.
Well, yeah, one of the names. Go. So that's really it's so wonderful when you write a book like this because you learn so much. And as you and I talked about before, when people hear the name, the Declaration of Independence, they automatically connect it to Thomas Jefferson. And that's a wonderful thing to do. But what I discovered in doing this book was actually it was a man by the name of Richard Henry Lee from Virginia, actually the driving force behind the liberty movement in the colonies. And again, it was Richard Henry Lee was going to be picked to be the head of the Committee of Five to not only draft the Declaration of Independence, but he was going to be picked personally as the man to write the Declaration of Independence. But then what happened, Bill, was on June 10th of 1776, his wife took deathly ill, and he told Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and Samuel Adams and others, he said, look, do not wait on me. I've got to go home and take care of my wife. So what happened was Thomas Jefferson stepped into that breach, Richard Henry Lee, and became the man we know and the hero we know today. But what I try to do in the book is give Richard Henry Lee some of the credit he so richly deserves.
Yeah, because so much was already laid out, wasn't it, and outlined regarding the Declaration of Independence by Lee, was it not?
It was. And again, what happened was, as you know, sort of the catalyst to so much of this was the Onerous Stamp Act that the Crown put on the colonies, which in 1765. And more people just started realizing that the foot of the crown was on the throats of the colonists and their freedom. And if they did not act on their own behalf, that foot, that totalitarian foot was going to step on them heavier and heavier and heavier, heavier until they lost all option. And it was people like Richard Henry Lee that realized that, you know, before others. And he's the one that started speaking up in private, in public, and to recognize the other men to say, we have to do something to save ourselves.
Wow. I guess the final chapter in the book is chapter 61, is the quotes by the signers to live, fight, and survive by. I wish we had time to go and read through them all, but this is a good reason for you to get your hands on the book. This should be a 4th of July present to everybody and to your family members, because this will bless you, and this will reinvigorate and encourage you about the freedoms that we strive for that are enumerated quite clearly in the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution. Doug McKinnon has blessed us richly with this book that will be linked on our website. The 56 Before They and the 4th of July are banned, a must-read, ladies and gentlemen. Happy 4th of July.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.